Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today, we have two of our volunteer SHIP counselors talking to us about Medicare open enrollment period. Before we get started with our guests, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. We have an event coming up this week. It's Balance Day in the 21st Century Rehab Department. Tomorrow, October 17th, we have a balance workshop that's going on from 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you're a person who is maybe scared to fall, don't feel like you can go for walks because you have a fear of falling, maybe you take care of your grandkids, or you've fallen in the past 12 months, possibly you live alone, you might be a good person to attend our Balance Day. You can learn about fall risks, ways to decrease those risks, and then understand more about balance and get a free balance evaluation from one of our providers. Again, this is tomorrow, October 17th from 12 to 2. Join us in our Rehab Services Department located right inside the West Entrance. I have shared previously on the program, but I do want to remind our listeners, we're very excited to welcome Mercy One Iowa Heart Center to Van Deese Medical Center. Starting next Monday, October 21st, Iowa Heart will have a full-time cardiology clinic here in our hospital. They will be on site each week on a full-time basis. They will also have nuclear medicine be doing nuclear cardiac stress tests. They're moving their nuclear camera here to provide nuclear cardiology imaging as well. So we're very excited to welcome Iowa Heart to Van Deese Medical Center. They will have office hours Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The number to call to schedule appointments is 515-574-8700. And again, we do welcome Mercy One Iowa Heart as of next Monday, October 21st. And lastly, I want to mention that our gift shop is now selling nuts. These are the nuts that were previously sold by Tri-T, the Tri-T nuts, and they're available in our gift shop now. Sales were kind of launched as of last week on Ladies Night Out, and so you'll want to take advantage of checking out the gift shop and then purchasing your nuts here. Oh, they're selling cashews and walnuts, pistachios, oh, those double-dipped milk chocolate peanuts. They have pecans, they have the milk chocolate amaretto pecans, yogurt almonds, and three different mixes, all the stuff that I just happen to love, and a lot of people do love these nuts. So come on out and check out our gift shop and purchase the nuts available in the gift shop. And with that, we are going to get started into our program, talking with our volunteer SHIP counselors. So every year, Medicare Part D and Medicare Advantage plans announce their changes for the next year, and Iowans on Medicare can decide if they want to change plans during this open enrollment period, which is effective from October 15th through December 7th. Any changes made to plans will be effective as of the first of the year, January 1st, 2025. Senior Health Insurance Information Program counselors are available to review plans and let you know if you can save money yet continue to have access to the prescription drugs you need in the next year. The SHIP program is a free service, and Van Deese Medical Center is proud to be a sponsor site for SHIP. I do want to welcome, as I mentioned, two of our three volunteer SHIP counselors today. We have Joyce Gilhouse and Kevin Barnifus joining us. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being on today's show. This is an important time, so we like to do this program and remind seniors about the Medicare open enrollment period. Before we get into the details and some of the new information our seniors need to know, Why don't you just do a brief introduction? Joyce, I know you've been with the program for a while, but share a little bit. And then Kevin, I'd like you, as our newest ship counselor, to tell a little bit about yourself too.
Okay, I'll just say that I'm in my 10th year of doing ship.
Fantastic.
And I've enjoyed every minute of it. I enjoy helping the people with their plans and save money and that, so.
And work through some of the challenging situations that you encounter with people.
Right.
And, you know, Joyce has done a fantastic job over the years. A lot of, I'll say, kind of our clients, if you will, that choose to review plans during Medicare open enrollment, they've come to know you. And they even ask for Joyce to review plans. And it's been wonderful to have your expertise over the years. So thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I retired in the end of 22 after working for the county over at the courthouse for 41 years, and was looking for something to occupy some of my free time now that I'm not on a daily job. And Joyce and Linda both spoke with me at various times during the last year if this would be something that I would be interested in helping volunteer with. And I knew about SHIP but didn't know a whole lot about it. I did some research looked into it, and I thought it was something that I would be interested in helping out with. And so I said, sure. So I received 7 training sessions from the Iowa Insurance Division SHIP office, and then I've watched several more training videos, and those of us in the classes have had to take multiple quizzes and answer questions. Joyce has been my mentor during these past several months. I've observed her counsel many people. She has observed me counsel some people. We've completed some mock clients that were with information being provided by the SHIP office, and I believe we're ready to go.
Yes, we are. And I'm so thrilled that you have joined the SHIP team here at Van Deese Medical Center. I think you're going to be just a wonderful complement to the team, and you're a familiar face to a lot of people, which is helpful too. And I do want to mention as well, we do have a third volunteer counselor, Linda Bourne, who's not able to join us today for the program, but she is available and seeing clients too. And it takes a team. There are a lot of people that you meet with during this open enrollment period. I mean, how many letters did we send out this year?
550.
Yeah, between 550 and 600 letters that we sent out.
Yes. And the paperwork is coming back in daily. We check the mail. Mm-hmm. I take it into the SHIP office. And so we do want to, again, just get the information out to our seniors. If you're not familiar with the program, if you haven't received paperwork, stay tuned, and we're going to talk about how you too can possibly review your plan. So let's just roll right in to this Medicare open enrollment period. We're in it now. Let's talk about why it is so important for seniors to be aware of this period, and then kind of what options they have for appointments during this time.
We aren't going to set any appointments till after we review the plan and do the comparison for the people. It just saves us a lot of time, because by the time we get over 500 people in, we need the time to just plug away on our comparisons.
Yeah, definitely taking a look at the paperwork that comes back, what they have for prescription drugs, what they need. It does take some time to do those reviews.
Yeah. You know, and everybody's different, and we realize that. People's prescription needs change over the course of the year. You know, they may have been on a specific drug last year. They're not on that this year, or vice versa. It's nice that we have the chance to look that over ahead of time and then be able to visit with them. And also, everybody needs to be aware that the number of Part D plans mm-hmm. has significantly decreased in the state of Iowa for 2025's enrollment. There were 24 plans last year. There are only 15 this year offered in the state of Iowa. So it's going to take some work by us to look up what is the best plan that's available that fits their needs this year.
Most definitely.
Because we have a lot to look at. We look at pharmacies. We look at all their medications. You know, there's a lot for us to review. And premiums, we look at the premiums to try to give them their lowest cost.
Yeah. It's one of the things that I also know that we'll be looking at is what may be the lowest cost drug plan may not be the lowest cost alternative for them. They might be better to pay a little more in the drug insurance premium because the actual drug costs may be lower. So we'll be looking at those type of things. What's the best financial outcome for the client?
We give them options.
Yes.
Which is very good. So let's talk about some of the specific information you do need from people.
One big thing is their drug list, so we can be sure it's updated, correct, so we have the right drugs in, so we can get the plan set up per the drugs that they are on.
They need to be enrolled in Medicare before mm-hmm. we really can visit with them. That they don't have to have already signed up on Medicare.gov to be able to look in that. We can get them with a Medicare.gov account, and that way that's how we are able to enter their drugs in and look at the plans out there. They need to kind of have an idea of what pharmacy they want to use. Obviously, there are local pharmacies. Some people use mail-in pharmaceutical mm-hmm. services. You know, what best works for them.
Very good. So to get the process started, as we mentioned, we sent out over 550 letters with paperwork that we're asking people to complete and then mm-hmm. send back, or they can drop it off at the hospital. If someone didn't receive information in the mail, how would they go about, and they're interested in doing a review, how would they go about?
Well, there's a couple different ways they can do it. They can call in to our number, 832-7769, or at both entrances of the hospital, the gals have the forms for people to fill in. And you can just pick those up if you want to, have your information with you, you can leave it. And then they get it to us, like when we come in to check mail and that. So we get them. You know, sometimes you may be waiting a while, but I know right now I have probably about 180 files at home that I can work on. So.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you mentioned that we do have paperwork available. We know the information gets sent out, and I think a lot of people watch for it now. They're kind of used to it. They watch for it. But like I said, we've had a lot mm-hmm. that have come back in. They're coming in daily. But if you're one of those that has misplaced mm-hmm. your information, to know that the paperwork is here, you can stop out to the hospital to one of our registration desks and pick that up.
Yep. Yes, and we also have a volunteer that's answering the phone and is very prompt in getting the forms out. So.
Very good. So you will be looking over the information, and then next steps.
We give the clients a call, give them their options. If they want to meet, we try to set up a time. But we still are encouraging people to work with us over the phone. I know sometimes people want to see their plans and want to see the numbers, especially if you're on a lot of medications.
So you have all either recently attended or reviewed a workshop where recent updates were provided to SHIP counselors throughout the state of Iowa. What information do you have? What might be new this year? For one, the decrease in plans, like you mentioned, Kevin.
Yes, that is huge. Also, as part of the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, what has commonly been referred to as the donut hole will no longer exist for 2025. Also, the total out-of-pocket cap on covered drugs this year has dropped to $2,000, which is a significant reduction.
Yes.
People need to also realize, though, that your premium is not part of this $2,000. That's outside of that cap. And neither are drugs, non-covered drugs, are not part of that $2,000. But anyway, once if your covered drugs reach that $2,000, you should be on a zero for the rest of the calendar year. Mm-hmm. Something that is new this year, we have a little bit of information about it. We'll certainly work with people on it, but it's called the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan. That's new for 2025. This allows individuals who may have a large drug cost early on in the year to spread the cost of those drugs out over the entire calendar year. With that, the individual will not be making a payment to the pharmacy when they pick up their prescriptions. They will be making a payment to their Plan D provider. So this is something new. We don't know what the interest is going to be in that. Also realize if you have new prescriptions that come about during the year, you know, that's going to change your monthly payment. Mm-hmm. But there is no cost savings to you by going to that plan. However, there is no additional cost to you. It just allows you to possibly budget your money accordingly.
So that is an option of a plan that someone could choose during open enrollment?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. One other change that was talked about, those people that receive extra help in the past have had the opportunity to make quarterly changes. That no longer exists. However, they can make changes monthly, but for very limited reasons. And most of that involve people on the Medicare Advantage type plans.
Let's talk about those Medicare Advantage plans briefly. I know there are commercials out there. Seniors see the commercials. What would you share with our listeners about Medicare Advantage plans?
One thing I would is, if you're even considering it, you must check with all your providers, not only here in Hamilton County, but it's like down in Des Moines, Ames, Mayo. And Mayo is getting very hard because they aren't accepting a lot of Medicare Advantage plans anymore. That's one thing you got to make sure on. Otherwise, you are paying a lot of money out of pocket. Even though the perks sound good, and it doesn't mean like your dentist or eye doctor too, which are sometimes offered, that they accept those either. You got to check with everybody you go to medically.
Thank you, Joyce. That is such a critical point to share, to understand those Medicare Advantage plans and their networks. So you want to make sure some of them have a very limited network of healthcare providers. So you want to make sure that those healthcare providers you are using are in the network. Compare those out-of-pocket costs. You just want to make sure you investigate each plan to make sure that it's working for you, or it will work for you, and not incur additional expense that you hadn't anticipated.
Yeah, and you hit that right, Lori. You know, we've started to see it within the last few weeks, many, many advertisements on TV and coming to your home in the mail for those plans. And they all make it sound really, really good, but very few of them talk about investigating what Joyce just talked about before you sign up. You really need to do your background and check those out.
Very good. You did mention, though, the extra help that's available. And that might be a part that people don't realize is available through the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, is assisting people with checking for eligibility and see if they maybe could receive some extra help. Can you talk, maybe just touch on this briefly?
Well, there's a section on the form, the patient information form that we send out, that if they need to update their financial status, there is a place on there. And then when we do the comparison, we review that and make sure that if they need help, that we can offer them and help them get that set up. Yes, sometimes we may wait till after open enrollment because of our client volume, but we get back to them if they need the extra help.
Very true. Well, similarly, this open enrollment period is for a limited time, but we do want to mention, outside of the open enrollment period, those individuals that are looking to retire soon, maybe looking to go on to Medicare. What information would you share with those individuals?
People are turning 65 all year long.
All the time.
You need to kind of have a plan. We just did somebody last week that was just turning 65, and we got them signed up for their Part D plan. And most people think of SHIP as running during this 6-8 week period, but it is an all year thing out there, and don't be afraid to call, leave a message if no one happens to be in the office, and we'll certainly get back to you and help guide you through your timelines that are out there.
And I think that's what's most important for people to know. There is a lot, and it is a new time when you're turning 65 and looking to go on to Medicare, and we have these resources available. It is a free service, and our volunteership counselors help guide people. They provide the information and really help guide them to make the best decisions. And so to know that this service is here, it's available, I think it's just very important for people to know.
And you hit on a good point there, Lori. SHIP, as part of SHIP, we don't sell product. Mm-hmm. We're not there to promote product or endorse particular companies or agents. We're here to help you provide free, confidential, and objective, up-to-date information and give them some guidance on where to go.
Yes, and I think that's so helpful because there's so much to know. There's so much information. And the State of Iowa Insurance Division, their office is available. Our counselors can contact them at any time if they have questions. And so it's more than just the resources here. It's nice to know that there's kind of a team that's looking out, can help answer questions as someone is going through that process. This has been great information to share about the open enrollment period. I do want to touch upon, too, we are hearing about scams and fraud all the time. Those scammers are getting smarter and smarter. What information or reminders would either of you share with listeners to keep them and others from falling for some of these scams that are out there?
It's very easy to answer the phone. The SHIP office would tell us, if you get a number that's calling you and you don't know who it is, let it go to voicemail. If you start talking to somebody, be very careful about what you say, especially the word yes, because that gets taken and suddenly you've locked yourself into something. Another thing is, everybody on Medicare receives a quarterly statement from Medicare showing the activity that was charged to their account during that quarter. Please, please, please take time to review that. If something doesn't seem right, contact that provider. You could contact our office and we could certainly look at it with you and assist you with that. But some of the common ones lately have been, here's your free brace. That was a big one just lately. Mm-hmm. Again, Medicare fraud is a this last year, a $100 billion industry in the United States. And we've got to do what we can to help cut down on that. Don't give your Medicare number out to anybody over the phone. You know, certainly if you're at a medical provider, they're going to ask you for that and give it to them. Protect that Medicare card just like you would your Social Security card or your driver's license or a credit card. If somebody ever calls you and said, well, I'm sending you a new Medicare card, that's bad. You know, you need to get a hold of the number on the back of your Medicare card. Right.
There are no new cards.
Everybody in the whole country would know if you were getting a new card for some reason. Mm-hmm. If somebody says, I'm sending you a new one, and what's your old number, or anything like that, do not fall for that. That's immediately hang up. Mm-hmm. I know, Joyce, you had a phone call not too long ago, and they started on you, and you said, scam, and hung up on them. and that's what it is.
And then they try to tell you, no, this isn't a scam, but it's a scam.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we all know they target the elderly, mm-hmm. because elderly people, I call them elderly, I'm one of them, but you know, we came from a different generation, mm-hmm. and you believe things, and it's easy to prey on them, mm-hmm. but don't fall for it.
Right. And these scammers are savvy. And I think I agree with you, Kevin, like you mentioned. Really, I think a great guideline is if you're getting a call and you don't recognize that call, let it go to voicemail. If they're going to leave a message, then you can listen to that message. And if it is someone that you would need to call back, you can do mm-hmm. so.
Yeah.
But quite often, they're not going to leave a message.
Right.
So just kind of trust your instinct and let that go to voicemail.
And especially this time of year during open enrollment, they may call you multiple times a day trying to get a hold of you to talk to you, you know.
Right. And Medicare Advantage plans also, you know, you want to watch that you don't just say yes to those people calling, because you don't want to get automatically signed up and then ruin your drug plans either.
Right. That is a critical point. Most definitely. If they're calling and asking any types of questions, yeah, make sure that you're not giving a confirmation of possibly switching a plan.
Yeah. We can help people out of that, but it's more work.
Mm-hmm. So with our site alone here at Van Deys Medical Center, how much did we save clients last year?
I looked it up yesterday so I would have the number, and it's $444,000+.
That is huge. That is just here at Van Deys Medical Center, our sponsor site with our volunteer counselors, saving that much money. So it is such an important time for seniors to take advantage. Any other information either one of you would like to share with our listeners today?
I think Joyce hit on the one point very well. Just please be patient with us, especially as we're just starting out. We've got a lot of clients who've already contacted us, and it's going to take some time to get through those, but we will get back to you.
We get back to you. We aren't going to forget you.
Yes, and sometimes it is hard to be patient. We have just launched into the Medicare open enrollment period, but with our three terrific counselors, Joyce and Kevin and Linda, they will get back to you. They are doing those comparisons daily. And again, we are thrilled at Van Deys Medical Center to be a sponsor site for the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. This program has helped Iowans on Medicare save millions of dollars. And so again, we want to just remind people to get their paperwork filled out, get it back to us so we can do those reviews and comparisons. The number, once again, if you have a question, you can call 515-832-7769. Leave your name and your phone number, and one of our volunteership counselors will get back to you. Joyce, Kevin, thank you so much for being on the program today. Also, being a part of our volunteer team and providing these most important services to our seniors. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.